Welcome to Hakin, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 204 is brought to you by Onyx Bolt, Missy Daisy, and Eduardo Ambris, some of our newest Patreon patrons. This episode is also possible thanks to our producers, For the Whim and Tiger Yuri. This week, Nina, Sergio, and I will be getting nostalgic with Animal Crossing memories. We'll be sharing our favorite memories, our listeners' favorite memories, and even taking callers to hear their memories. Stay tuned to the end for the announcement of the Hakin giveaway winners as well. So to begin, hello Nina, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, how about you?
I'm doing great, and then hi Sergio, how are you?
Hi Chewy, hi Nina, I'm doing pretty well. This is exciting. I feel like there's so many memories that we're going to be hearing about. There could be a memory game out of this. Maybe with Amiibo cards?
Maybe. I love the memories that we got. So if in case you haven't been listening to the podcast or missed the last few episodes, we've been reminding people to send us their memories on email. It was specifically for this episode. So, you know, you get to enjoy them. Even if you missed out on sending us emails, you still get to enjoy some really nice memories. And then everybody who sent an email in, they were entered into a giveaway. I've already done like a random number generator and determined who the winners are, but you're going to have to stick around to the very end to find out who. I have a note of it. Sergio, Nina, you can look at spoilers, but I recommend you don't. Before we get into these memories, though, the big thing in Animal Crossing news right this moment is that we have an Animal Crossing Direct.
Yes.
It's coming up on Friday. Nina, are you teaching during that time?
Yes.
Oh, did you find a sub?
No, but I have a plan.
Okay.
I'm excited. I've got a friend at school who also likes Animal Crossing. So I start working at 9 and I finish working at 12 when I go get lunch. So we're gonna have a Animal Crossing Direct tea party in my room.
Nice.
And lock the door. I'm not looking at my phone until lunchtime and we're gonna watch it together.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. I love that backup, you know?
Yeah.
It's a really good way to do it.
Though.
Oh, man, that's the hardest. I'm on Twitter, like, first thing in the morning. I'm just like, yes, show me the things. I mean, Sergio and I, we're in a different time zone, so this is going to be 7 a.m. for us. Sergio, are you watching live?
Yes, I'm going to work a little bit later. I'm going to ask, just in case. But, yeah, I'll be there for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, and, I mean, I got nothing going on in my life. I'm going to be watching this right at 7 a.m., so it should be cool.
Nice.
Before the direct happens, I do have a question for both of you. I want you to share one wish that you have for the direct. Sergio, what's your, like, big wish for this?
I want to see KK, and I want to see him in a... like, in a good way. Like, I want something permanent to happen to KK. So I was thinking, like, every other week he might play at the Roost instead of at the Plaza. Or just to have him featured in that direct in some way or form. But something kind of significant.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I know you love your KK slider news. So that'd be something good.
Yeah.
Nina, what is your wish?
My wish is that if we're getting gyroids, then I want them to have a museum room, like a beautiful woodsy kind of misty magical museum room.
What I love about that is that we get something else to donate, but not only that, like, we get to hear what Blathers has to say about every gyroid that we turn in, you know?
You know, and if they make it like the Bugs and Fish, where you only get certain gyroids certain times of the year, like super spooky ones in October and stuff, it's a whole nother year of gameplay. So I know that's a lot to ask for, but it would be incredible.
That just blew my mind. I mean, think of them being like, because, you know, like the fossils tend to be like the, I guess, the season-proof collectible.
Yeah.
Like there are just... you know, it doesn't matter what season it is. You can get any fossil at any time. And so I kind of assumed gyroids would do that. But, like, now I need that to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
I need them to be seasonal. I need certain ones to be up certain times. So, yes, you blew my mind. I didn't even think of that.
You know what I'm here for?
And you know what, Nina? You gave me an idea. How about, well, this started with a gyroid coffee maker. But let's take this further. Let's say Brewster wants to make a gyroid cafe, but he doesn't want it to be the roost because maybe he's a little bit shy about it, but he wants you to make it. So he gives you a lot of gyroid-inspired coffee items for you to make in a room in your house. You make the gyroid cafe.
Yeah,
I love it. I love it. You had me a gyroid coffee maker. Hilarious. I need that in my room right now.
Man. All right,
I drink... Oh, what were you going to say, Nina?
Well, Chewy, your Twitch stream the other day where you were showing the old directs and the one that starts off, the one for, what was it, Animal Crossing Welcome Amiibo, where they're dressed in the character outfits. Like, I just want KK and Blathers and Brewsters, like, skipping through a field, like, big costume characters. I want
those costumes so bad. Like that, I would dress up as that for Halloween this year, for sure.
Man. Incredible.
Yeah. So I dreamed way too big with my wish here. I don't think it's going to happen, but here's my wish. Lottie and Digby, they move in to the new upstairs office of Resident Services. That's right. Resident Services has expanded, and they are expanding our home customization options. We're getting room dimensions, more exteriors, building exterior customization, villager room design, and upgrades for their homes, and a special outdoor decorator mode, just like the indoor decorator mode, you know? It's not going to happen, but that's my wish. Like, if they're going to go all out designer on me, like, do it. Okay, I have one last question for both of you. On a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being no hype whatsoever and 10 being all of the hype, how hyped are you, Sergio?
I'm at 7 right now. I'm hyped. But I'm kind of keeping my expectations low. But at the same time, I'm expecting that my expectations are going to be shattered and obliterated. So it's maybe more than a 7, but I'm going to say 7 to be safe.
Okay, safety 7.
Yes.
Nina, how are you feeling?
I'm still kind of medium hype. I'm excited about my tea party, direct party at lunch. But I'd much rather be watching it live and taking screenshots and, you know, blowing my Twitter page up. But I'm still excited.
Yeah. Honestly, your little tea time lunch break, that makes me almost more hyped. I think, like, having the experience of watching a direct with friends is like who all care about it well. That's like, that's really nice. That's a really nice, like, thing to share with people.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm almost more hyped for you now.
Maybe we'll record it.
You should. I would watch that for sure. Okay, for me, I'm like a solid 8 right now. I was definitely at a 10 when it was announced, of course. But I think I know I'll be a 10 again by like Thursday night. The night before, it's going to be like, I won't be able to sleep. I'm just going to be sitting there just like, it's direct day. It's 7 a.m. first thing in the morning. I'm excited. Of course, I'm going to be streaming it. So I'll be watching it live on Twitch and it'll be a good time. I'm at 8 right now, but that'll increase gradually as the week goes on.
Nice.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, that was, oh man, I'm excited for this direct. Maybe I'm at a 9, I don't know. But let's actually hop into our favorite Animal Crossing memories. And I actually wanted to, you know, kick it off with our own memories. So my first question for both of you, what is a favorite Animal Crossing memory of yours? And you can really draw from anywhere with this one. The next question is going to be New Horizons specific, you know, so... This one, just draw from anywhere. What you feeling? Nina, you want to kick us off here?
Sure. One of my favorite memories, or one of my favorite, I guess, added personality traits that comes from City Folk specifically was that City Folk kind of taught me to love making organized lists, especially writing them by hand. I never owned a player's guide, so I'd go online and I'd research like when the fish and the bugs would come out and which ones I would need to catch and how to make certain flowers and things. And I'd make all of these lists, you know, color coordinated by name and month. And it was super organized. And I'd have little like check marks when I caught them. And I swear this is what taught me to study and be organized, which is kind of sad because City Folk came out in 2008. So I was like a junior in college by then. So, I don't know. I just, you know, it's interesting what gets you, like hyper focused sometimes. And, you know, this is why video games should be part of a high school curriculum.
Yeah. What I love about that is just like it makes me think of a Hey Arnold episode where Arnold is like tutoring the bully, trying to like tutor them in math, you know, and they're doing really badly until the bully like applies that math to bullying where he's like, look, you gave me $2 and I want a 10% increase. So you got to give me this much.
And oh, my gosh.
Do you remember that? Or
well, and I was also thinking of Kevin in The Office where he can do math when it's about pie.
Oh, yeah.
Like exactly. Pie you can eat. Yeah.
Yeah. See, like you can apply yourself when it's like the right thing.
Yeah. And, well, yeah. Now I can, but City Folk taught me how.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Sometimes you don't realize you have the skills that you need until a game like City Folk makes it fun for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sergio, what's a memory that you really like?
Oh, man, this was tough. I mean, we have so many, but I kind of wanted to go back to sort of the very beginning for me of Animal Crossing because it cemented my feelings towards the franchise, right? And I think my favorite memory of population growing, which was my first Animal Crossing game, was coming back to it after work, and it was my first job during summer in high school. So, you know, it's a fun time, but it's also a little frustrating. Sometimes things don't go as well as you want them to, but it was very, very nice and relaxing to come back to and unwind with Animal Crossing and just lose yourself in that world, in your city, your town, in the environment of Animal Crossing. And it kind of, when you think about it, that became a staple in my life because, you know, eventually you go to college or you go to work, and now we have New Leaf and New Horizons, and it was the same thing. After work, I would come back to those games and just lose myself in them, and everything was fine again. So the beginning of that was population growing, and I'm always going to remember that. There's Animal Crossing just relaxes you, and it makes a bad day turn good again, and I love it because of that. So I have to go with that memory.
Nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's just like coming home.
And I have to know.
Yeah.
I've got to know what Sergio's high school summer job was.
Just like a cashier at a local restaurant. Nothing too fancy.
Okay.
Similarly, I like did cashier stuff at 7-Eleven for a while.
Oh.
I was a cashier at an arts and crafts store.
Oh, nice.
A bunch of cashiers in this chat. I love it, Sergio. Yeah, I really like that it, you know, can turn a day around for you.
Yeah.
Make things just nicer.
Mm-hmm.
My memory, lately, I've been thinking a lot about, like, my time playing Wild World. And I guess I've been thinking about it in the sense of, like, one of the biggest things I appreciate about the Switch and New Horizons on the Switch is the fact that I can play it on the go and on my TV. And that kind of just brings me back to the Wild World days where it's like the first Animal Crossing that's portable. It's on the DS, you know. And I specifically remember trips to Mexico. And I would take the game with me and I would just spend so much time doing all my little daily chores. And every 3 days, I would be spending my entire morning. I want to say it took me like 3 hours. I'm not kidding you. But to just like pick all of the fruit for my trees and sell it all. It was like my main source of income. And I had to do it because my pay, that house loan was so much. And it's so hard to get the money for it in those older games. So I would really spend a lot of time. And then it'd get to the point where like my mom would be yelling at me and she's like, you got to get out and do something. And I'm like, I'm almost done. Every 3 days, mom, I mean it. This game, I have to play it. And so, that's all I've been remembering. Just times as a kid, hanging out, having nothing better to do than play Animal Crossing. Which is similar to now times.
Aw.
All right, so I want to, zip us over to the future a little bit. What is your favorite New Horizons memory that you have? And I can start here. This one's really, I have a couple. But this one, I chose the dumber of the two of them. I remember early on when the game came out, I really enjoyed the moment I walked out of my house, either after Tom Nook's announcements or Isabelle's announcements. But just seeing the game as I walked out was amazing. But I remember the location of my first home. I kind of put it in front of a river because we couldn't jump over the rivers or anything yet. We were stuck in that first little section.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And I remember I had this yard, a little gate going around my yard. I built fences around it. And Agnes, she just comes strolling in from the back of, from behind my house, eating a donut and just looking at all my stuff in my yard. And I was just like, this game is incredible. I love how just there's this nothingness of the game. And then all of a sudden a villager just walks around eating a donut, jumps down, and then just trying to look at your stuff like nothing's going on.
Judging your yard.
Yeah, either judging or just I'd steal that. So, I mean, I don't know. There's so many little moments in Animal Crossing that I just feel like I wanted to remember a specific little moment that just made me chuckle a little bit. Yeah. Sergio, what's your memory?
Okay, well, I'm going with, it's sort of like a collection of events, but yeah, they're all related to New Horizons. They're all related to Haken, actually, because it's moments that I've been able to share with people from our community, especially a close group of friends that I made through Haken. We've done a lot of things. We play the game a lot, but we've had voice chat parties playing the game. There's been some holidays that we all had the day off, so we played a lot all together. We even had an Animal Crossing graduation event for two of them during the pandemic, which was very nice. A lot of Animal Crossing groups had that kind of event, and I was very lucky and glad to have been invited to this, and it was awesome. So just developing a close friendship with people from Haken and through New Horizons has been absolutely amazing. And we're still friends, we still play the game, and hopefully with the update we're gonna develop even more memories together.
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely the route I was going to take with my other memory, just playing together with people. Yeah. And I'm really glad you have enjoyed your experience playing with others, because I think that's a big part that people complain about these days. There's not much to do with multiplayer, but knowing that we can look back and see we do appreciate what there is of multiplayer, at least a little bit, So yeah, I appreciate that, Sergio.
Yeah.
Nina, what's your memory?
I had trouble too picking one because I had so much fun planning Keel Haul on the, the weeks leading up to the release.
Yeah.
But I still always think back to that first release night, staying up until midnight, restarting my town over and over again with Tab on Discord. I was trying so hard to get a yellow airport. Then we started testing out if the Nooklings random question about what you would bring with you changed the airport color. It does not. Then realizing that you can skip the intro video way too late. It took us way too long. and then like almost bailing and giving up. But, you know, finally got the island that I was happy with.
Nice.
And then playing the game until like dawn, it, you know, and watching that sunrise come up. It was just, I don't know, something was so special about that night and playing that game for so long and being so tired, but so excited at the same time.
I love that. I love that you just pulled an all-nighter for Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, those are some of our memories, but I do want to get into some of the listener memories that were emailed to us. And if you ever want to email Haken, our little club here, the email is hakenpodcast@gmail.com. So yeah, anybody who just wants to reach out, say something, ask questions, send them our way. We are there. And like I said, I've been sharing that email quite a bit because we wanted to get some memories from people. We got so many.
Yeah.
And they're all like really long and nice. And just like people sent in some really great things, but they're just so long. I wish we could fit more of them in here, but we've got four for you at least. And I guess we'll just handle this kind of like Haken Islander style, you know? Maybe I'll start, then Nina, then Sergio.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. So the first one is from M, and M said, oh, and I do want to just let everybody know, just in case they're scared of this and everything, I've gone through great lengths to make sure I've removed full names from this. So if you left a username from like Discord or something, I went ahead and used that. If you only had a full name, I'm only using your first name. So yeah, we just want to make sure people's privacy is all right as we record this show and put it out into the world, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the first one is from M, and M said, anyway, I had to think about this, and my favorite Animal Crossing memory would have to be from City Folk. This is actually not my favorite Animal Crossing game, but there was an interesting twist on the way we played this as kids. My brother and I had the Wii set up in our living room, and my dad, who is obsessed with fishing in real life, became interested because he saw us fishing so much. So we told him about the game, and he made his own character purely to fish. One Sunday, he logged in and asked why there was a pig wandering around selling turnips. We explained to him that we had no idea how it worked, but you could buy turnips. We told him it was rubbish because they always went rotten and there was no use for them. We didn't realize that it was a stock market system, but he was an adult and figured it out pretty quickly. He got super into the stock market, and I remember all three of us, my brothers and I, being on the floor laughing when he showed us the basement of his house, and it was just entirely full of turnips. He went to LA for work for a week and made my ma log in for him to check turnip prices. I still don't think she's forgiven him for that, but she did it. He still asks me every Sunday if I've bought turnips in New Horizons. I love Animal Crossing, and I love my dad.
So sweet.
It's such a great story. I read this one, and I was just like, oh my goodness, the whole world needs to know this. Absolutely incredible. Yeah, you never know what's going to draw people into Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Just the things they connect with the game are amazing. And it's so like varied that I appreciate that about the game.
Yeah. And it starts with one thing. So in this case, started with fishing and then it led to the turnips and who knows what else. Like, that's the beauty of Animal Crossing. It just takes one little thing and then you're hooked like a fish.
Yeah.
I feel like fishing is one of the parts of Animal Crossing that really brings people in for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what
it is. It's just like, you know, it gives you something to work toward every day and something that like it's rewarding in multiple ways. You know, one, you get the encyclopedia entry. Two, you get to donate it to the museum. Three, you get money. Like,
yeah,
that those three combinations, it's just like, yeah, I'm gonna fish all day.
We've got another email. This one's from Summon Sloth, and they say, my favorite Animal Crossing memory was playing it on the 19th of March once it downloaded and kicked in, and experiencing the joy and comfort of playing one of my favorite games with an avatar that better represented myself for the first time. Having a black player character improved my enjoyment of the series by magnitudes, and I have played New Horizons almost daily since I got it. This is huge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the joy people must feel being able to see themselves represented is incredible.
I love it. Like, we've gone through a lot to get to this point, and it's really nice. From even, like, New Leaf, where it was just like, you got a tan to be a darker skin tone, and you're just like, come on. People, it's not a tan, it's just our skin.
Yeah.
I mean, luckily, you know, they got to play with these things leading up into New Horizons, so I'm really glad they implemented it here. So we've had this feature basically since, like, Happy Home Designer. Happy Home Designer let us choose our skin tone.
Right.
Pocket Camp has since let us do that. Amiibo Festival lets us not have fun. And then, yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah, and it's so important because most people play as themselves in Animal Crossing. And when you're able to truly be yourself and dedicate all the details, all the customization options that the game offers, and New Horizons has the most out of all of them, it's just the best approach. And, you know, ideally, the next Animal Crossing game is going to have even more so that people can connect to the fullest with their character. And even if they choose to go with a made-up character, still, you know, the more we can customize it, the better.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, we have another memory. This one is from Maria, and they said, on to my favorite memory. As we all know, not long after New Horizons came out, we were amid a global pandemic. I spent most of my free time playing New Horizons and must have been talking about it quite a bit as I convinced my sister to go out and buy her own Switch to play. That is, when she could manage to find one in stock. I forgot how much of a shortage we had there for a while. Anyway, she ended up just as obsessed as I am, which is saying a lot as she isn't a gamer at all. Anyway, my birthday fell in August when the country was taking social distancing and home quarantine very seriously, so I was expecting it to be less than stellar, or at least a little lonely on my birthday. Once I was done visiting my villagers and partying with them, I saw my sister log on, and shortly after, she sent me a message to come visit. Lo and behold, she ended up decorating her house for my birthday, complete with a cake, and we lit some fireworks and watched the weekend show. It was so wholesome and sweet. Definitely stands out in my mind for one of my favorite Animal Crossing memories. Oh, man, that's very nice. And it's true, you know, that the pandemic, in a way, created a lot of very awesome Animal Crossing memories.
Yeah, for sure. And I love that so many people got to at least have their birthday in some way in the game.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of us, I mean, it was a long year. A lot of us had birthdays in a year where we couldn't really get together. And it was really nice to just, like, throw something together in the game and just see people and even chat with them a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We have one more here. This one is from Courtney and Abby. And they said, my favorite Animal Crossing New Horizons memory is playing with my six-year-old. She has so much excitement and awe about all the little details of the game that have become commonplace to me after a year and a half. It has brought new life, not to be confused with New Leaf, back into the game for me. Our favorite thing to do is jump into the water and swim around. Sure, she leaves random items all over the place, but playing has significantly helped her with learning to read. It is something special we get to enjoy together. Unfortunately, she has taken over her daddy's island and Switch. Oh, we also love listening to Haken together on the ride home. She says she loves Nina because teachers are awesome and she wants to be a teacher one day.
Nice.
Heart melted.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so, you know, just a lot of people really appreciating the time they get with the game. And what I really like about this is, like, just families also playing the game together and finding other little ways to connect and everything. So, yeah, I'm really excited, actually, for this Thanksgiving. A lot of my little nieces and nephews have Animal Crossing, and I'm just like, yay, they're going to come over for Thanksgiving. We're going to play some Animal Crossing together and just explore people's islands and that sort of thing.
Nice.
Do they all have the game?
Yeah, I mean, the Switch, Nintendo did some marketing work because literally, like, these are my brother's and sister's kids. They have multiple kids per household, and each of the kids has, like, their own Switch. So, yeah, Nintendo is killing it. and they're all getting their copies of Animal Crossing as well. So, yeah, it's awesome. I really like to see it. All right, everybody, so this is where we switch gears a little bit. Not completely, we're still taking memories, but we are inviting our live audience to join us in order to tell us their favorite Animal Crossing memories. Hey, Logan, good to have you on.
Hi, hello, finally, I made it. It took too much effort. That shouldn't have happened, but I'm here.
Nonetheless. All right. Yeah. So I guess, you know, you know what we're here to chat about. What is your favorite Animal Crossing memory?
Okay, so I was rattling my brain trying to think of which one I wanted to share because I have a lot of favorites, but I chose one. I think this showed up on an Islander question a long time ago, but this was like before New Horizons came out, aka the dark times of our society. So I will share this again. It takes a bit of context. So it was like 2015, I want to say, between like 2012 and 2015. I randomly got New Leaf, and I want to say it was the first day, in the first or second day, there was a fishing tourney. And the way the fishing tourneys worked differently in New Leaf, where it was actually a competition of who could catch the biggest fish. So I caught a big fish. I was in first place, and so I was like, okay, I'm winning this thing. Then I stop playing to go and spend time with family. I come back later, and this little mouse named Dora completely stole my first place thing. I got second place. This stupid mouse stole my golden trophy. So since then, I was that was my rival. That was the evil villain. My cousins got in on the joke. Even a second Dora moved into my little cousin's island. So that was weird. She was like everywhere. But this brings us to the actual memory where it's the week before New Horizons comes out. There is another fishing tourney, and I'm like, I am winning this one. So I fish. I catch a big fish. I send it in. And I beat her. I won. She was the one being beaten by me. So this whole like 4 year long arc right before the new game comes out has like come to an end. And then finally to end this whole story off, I let Dora move out because I was moving out as well. So that's
Well, that's a good way to end it.
My anime arc, my character development.
That's perfect. Man. Now, I'm waiting for the spinoff. I can't wait to see part two.
I need to get Dora's amiibo card so I can like, bring her back and like cause this. She's probably grown stronger. She's been training. I know. She's been training. Like, she's gonna do the anime thing where like I'm winning. Then she's gonna pull weights out of her pockets and like be ultra powerful. I'm scared.
Yeah, I see it. It's Dragon Ball Z. For sure.
I'm so scared. So yeah, that's my memory.
New Leaf was really good at having those villagers swoop in at the last moment. Like, you wanted to give your winning fish to Chip, like, at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, for sure. Because they're
the worst.
Yeah, they're, like, designed to beat you. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
It's like it's like the rubber banding in Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Awesome, Logan. Well, yeah, good to hear from you again. Love the memory.
Thank you.
Yeah, anywhere, you know, our listeners can find you?
You can find me on... So, I have a YouTube that I haven't posted for a while, but my YouTube is Lagoon Games. You can find... YouTube hates me, So you'll have to find me through my Twitter at Calamity Loganin. Like Calamity Ganon, but it's Calamity Loganin. You'll know it's me because in my bio, I say, follow me to inflate my ego. That's me. So you can find me there and watch my garbage and see whatever nonsense I tweet out.
It's excellent.
I'm not drunk while I tweet, I swear. It may sound like it. I'm not drunk.
I love it. I love it. Thanks, Logan, for being on. And I totally get the sentiment of YouTube hates me.
YouTube's evil. Okay, bye, nerds.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, good.
We're doing great. Mm-hmm. So what is your favorite Animal Crossing memory?
So I have a lot. It's like one. I think one of my favorites was when I was just getting New Leaf. So my 3DS was my first like video game device that was my own because I shared the Wii with my brother, of course. So I was like, yes, I love getting games. So I went to GameStop and I was looking at the pre-owned games because, you know, I'm a little Christmas money or something, I don't know. And it was just a lot cheaper to get a pre-owned game. And I saw Animal Crossing. It's like, what is this? Like, Animal. I love it. And, like, I remember going home and putting it in. Someone else's name, but at the time I didn't realize like, you could delete them soon. And I was so upset. No, I want my own game. I want my own. And then my brother, the genius idea to look it up, and we figured out how to do it. And of course, the next day, he had to go and get it too. So.
Yeah.
But I like loved playing with like him and his friends because like none of my friends like knew what Animal Crossing was. Like that was so weird. And so we would always play with his friends and like go to the different island tours. And I remember, it's so stupid. I reset my island so he could get all the fruit. Not my island, my town. So he could get all the fruit. And he's like, okay. And like, didn't give me anything in return. So I just kept resetting and resetting. Like, but, yeah, I really love New Leaf.
I appreciate that it was harder to find out how to restart because I feel like every time I've let like one of my little cousins or niece or nephew play like one of those games, they always gravitate to how to delete it. And I'm just like, come on. this file that I've worked so hard on, why did you get rid of it? Thank you, Claire, for stopping by. We really appreciate hearing your memory.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having me on, guys.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, Pear Bear. How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm totally, like, fangirling right now.
No.
Are you kidding me? That's what I'm doing because you hooked it up with some items for me the other day.
Oh, cool.
It was like a week ago.
Yeah, yeah. Very recent. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. So first off, I just want to say like I'm outside and there's a major marathon happening tomorrow, so it might be a little loud, but I'm going to try my best to stay in like a quiet place to talk. So if you hear any weird noises, it's the surroundings. But okay, awesome. So my memory. So I actually had a whole different memory, but then my younger brother reminded me of this morning, and it's a little sappy, so just apologies ahead of time. So last April, our grandmother passed away, and she was like the light of our family. She was always into like what we were creating, and she actually really enjoyed Animal Crossing and watching us play because she loved how creative it was. She was a painter, so it was kind of like right up her alley. And so she passed in April, and it was like, obviously, this really sad time. And so my brother and I were both home, because I don't live where he was, we were in two totally different states. But we came together, and we were playing, and he was on a villager hunt. And I don't know, like, if anybody else believes in, like, all this spiritual stuff, but I do. And on our villager hunt, he found Barbara, like, almost instantly, and that was her name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's like,
amazing.
Yeah, my favorite memory ever, because it just kind of like, it brought all the feels, and it just made me so happy that, you know, in my mind, she was like, hey, here I am. I'm still here, and I want you to still play this game, because it made me happy, too, so.
Oh, that's really sweet. I love that.
Yeah.
That's too sweet. I can't handle it.
I know. When you told me this morning, I was like, oh my God, that's like, yes, that's incredible. And I got like all emotional. I was like, I don't know if I'll get on the live, but I'm going to try to hold in all my tears. So.
Oh, no, no. We love the sappy stuff here. And honestly, that's not sappy. That's just really nice.
Yeah.
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 And we're glad we got to have you. That's really awesome.
Yes, I'm excited to, you know, be a part of this hiking community. I've been trying to catch up on the Discord. There's so many different chats going on, and I'm like new to Discord, but everybody has been so nice and welcoming, and it's awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a lot. We've got a lot of people here hanging out, and I hope you make some really nice friends while you're here.
Me too.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for calling in. We love your memory.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, guys. This is awesome.
Hi, Nebula. How are you?
Hi, good. Hi, Chewy. Hi, Sergio. Hi, Nina. Very excited to be here. I was reminded in one of the emails about one of my favorite things about Animal Crossing, especially in New Horizons, but also in New Leaf, which is the... So I am a big Pokemon fan. And I didn't get into Animal Crossing until like 2017, post-Pocket Camp. Before that, I was like... Oh, Animal Crossing, that's that thing that's like Harvest Moon, right? Like, I don't know, something about farming. I don't know what that is. But Pocket Camp, I was like, oh, I see. This is just a game where you talk to cute animals. This is appealing to me. So I got New Leaf, and I was so excited to see how much less gendered things were. Because in the recent Pokemon games, when you buy clothes... If you're playing as a female character, you can't buy the male character clothes at all.
Yes.
Which is really irritating to me. Mm-hmm. So I was so happy to see that in New Leaf, and now in New Horizons, everything is just like a gender free-for-all, which I absolutely love.
Right.
So that's always been very exciting to me. And my other very exciting memory was discovering Haken, honestly. Because I, in the lead up to New Horizons, I also, like other people, you know, my friends didn't really play Animal Crossing at all. And so I didn't have anyone to talk to about it. And I, just like Chewy said he did years ago, I went on the podcast app and I looked for an Animal Crossing podcast, and it was there. And so like for months on my drive to and from work, I was just binging on all of the episodes. To catch up, and loved hearing about all that Pocket Camp news way back when. exciting stuff, but it was so gratifying to feel like I had people to share the excitement with when New Horizons was finally about to come out. And it's been such a good time. So thank you guys.
I love it. Yeah, I love that this is, you know, a place where people are able to come and hang out and talk about Animal Crossing when they don't have that in places. Because,
yeah.
I mean, that was like my main goal starting it at all. I was just like, I want to talk about Animal Crossing with people. Like, where are they?
yeah.
And now we're all here. It's great. I've never been happier.
And of course, now after New Horizons came out, all of my friends were texting me saying, like, you play Animal Crossing, right? I just got this game. So that was also really exciting.
That is so exciting, just being able to connect with people in a new way and connect at a time when, you know, we definitely needed it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. So it was a real lifesaver.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming on and sharing this with us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
I don't know if anyone can hear me, so...
I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Okay, perfect, yes.
Awesome, hi, welcome.
Hello, so I'm Joey, and my favorite Animal Crossing memory came from the first game on GameCube, because growing up, we only had a Wii... Like, my mom just did not buy anything else. So, we had, like, a few games, and one of them was Animal Crossing. And I had no idea that any other Animal Crossing games existed.
Oh.
So, like, everything, like, all the other games were coming out, like Wild World, City Folk, But I was stuck here playing Population Growing. And I loved it, honestly. But I didn't understand it, like, at all. It was still a great experience, though. But my best friend was, like, Filbert. He was always there. And I have him in my island to this day.
Nice.
That's a good one. He would wear, like, all of the designs I would make in Able Sisters. I would always do the favors he asked. Like, I would do anything for him. And I got, like, pretty curious when I got older. So I started, like, playing around with, like, the train and trying to visit other islands or towns, I guess. But after a while, I came back and Filbert was not there. I realized that he, like, moved to a different town that I went to, and I got really, really upset, and I stopped playing for, like, probably a year, because, like, I just didn't, I was not motivated to play, like, at all, and I came back probably, like, 2 years ago, and I came back, and I went down to where his house used to be, and he was back. He had moved back without me knowing in some time, and that was probably the best thing ever, and I started playing a bunch, and then found out about all the other games.
Oh, what? That's so much fun.
That's amazing. What
that is amazing.
I knew which direction this story was going as soon as you said you were visiting people. Yeah, because
I had no idea that that could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't either. I lost Pancho that way. So just hearing that Filbert came back, though, that is amazing.
Yeah, yes. I did not have that part of the story.
So lucky.
Incredibly lucky. Because I didn't have that part of the story, and that town is long gone, and I'm just like, I want it back! Yeah, everybody beware if you play the first game. The villagers are ruthless.
Yeah, they don't tell you anything. No. Like, in New Horizons, there are so many warnings before you do, like, anything.
Yeah. Right. I also love that, like, you don't really know how to play the game at first. Like, nobody really does. I have students that are getting into it, and they're like, they're really into it. And then a couple of other students were like, oh, what game are you guys talking about? And they're like, we're talking about Animal Crossing. And that other student was like, oh, I've played that. You don't do anything. And they gave each other like this knowing look. They're like, yeah, yes, there is things to do. Like, it was really cute. So it's like being part of a little special club if you can figure out how to play Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I was talking to my friend about it when New Horizons came out. And I was like, you really need to get this game. It's so good. And she finally bought it. And she was like, what do I do? Like, I'm so bored. Yeah. And I was like, you just have to get past, like, the tutorial part. Because then that's where you can do, like, whatever you want. And she finally, like, after a few months, maybe, like, 6 months, she finally decided to play it and get past the tutorial. And she loves it now.
Yay. Nice.
Yes, conversion. I love it. Well, awesome, thank you so much for joining us. This took me back to my own nightmares, but I really like that you had a happy ending there.
Thank you for having me.
Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. So my memory is a bit of a sad one. I wanted to talk about a parrot that we used to have. Her name was Happy, and she loved Animal Crossing. And it's like, I love the game myself, New Horizons, but just having our parrot and she liked the sounds. I don't know if it's the TV screen or not, because birds can see better than humans. But she definitely liked the sounds a lot. Like, you know that whistle sound when you ask people to face the camera in photo mode?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just keep triggering that on and off, and Happy would be like, yes, this is the best sound in the world. And she'd just be copying it in all sorts. And she loved talking to CJ. Like, whenever there'd be a fishing journey, I'd be talking to CJ. She'd be like, oh, I want to talk to this guy. And she'd be talking to him as if he was a person. And What really helped me was like when she got sick and she passed away, like on her last day, I sat by her and I played the switch for her and I had her listen to all of her favorite sounds. And I like that I got to share that with her on her last day, before she passed away, because she was sick. And then the next day I had like a memorial for her in the game. So all of my friends from Hagen, they came over and I put up a bell for them to ring because Happy likes sharp sounds. So they would come over and they would ring the bell in memory of Happy. And I was like, this is so beautiful that in the game you can even remember your pet from real life. And now we have another Happy. This is a yellow beach-faced lovebird. And he agrees with the old Happy that the whistle is the best sound, but the character he likes the best is Winnie. Winnie the horse.
Aww.
So I'm like, yeah, I'll have to keep Winnie on my island because now Winnie, he likes talking to her the best. So I was like, I never knew parents would like Animal Crossing, but there you go.
Oh, I love that. Awesome. As a fellow bird owner, I can attest the birds love the little sounds they hear in the game.
My bird loved the Andy Griffith theme song.
Well, thank you, Kiki, for sharing that. Yeah, so sorry you. That Happy has gone, but, you know, it's like...
Yeah, but you're happy now, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And I hope new Happy really enjoys Animal Crossing as much, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kia ora koutou.
Hello.
Hi. That's welcome or hello in Te Reo Māori.
Oh,
I've been teaching my islanders how to speak a little bit of Māori, as Nina can attest.
Yes.
I love it.
I went around Squeeze Island and was like, what does this mean? What does this mean? It's so cute.
That's a really good idea for how to, you know, give them phrases and catchphrases and greetings. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes me practice too. I'm not Māori, but I am from New Zealand and we love our language here. So try to learn.
Oh, I love that. So what is your memory that you want to share with us?
Oh, it's tough to go after Kiki. I didn't play Animal Crossing much properly before New Horizons, so I didn't have any really old memories, but the memory that I emailed in was spending New Year's with you all on the live New Year's show. It was super exciting to get to be invited. My kids were just like running around freaking out that I was going to be on the podcast, and it was way more fun than actually celebrating New Year's in my time zone. So it was at least a decent hour, and it was much better to spend it all with friends. And it was just, it was complete chaos, but it was awesome. And then because it wasn't really late, when I went back to my island, I managed to catch the sunset of the first day of January. And I didn't even know that was a special thing. I just was like, wow, the sunset is beautiful. I'm just going to sit here for a minute and unwind and take a picture. So yeah, thank you for inviting me to come along to that.
I love that. Yeah, that was such a fun day for sure. It was so nice to have people over. And the other thing I love is that you are in New Zealand, and so it was like already the end of New Year's Day for you.
Yeah,
so fun.
We didn't do the New Year's celebrations around the globe. That would have been a bit hard.
Oh, yeah.
Fast asleep for when it was my time.
Yeah. And you know what? As much as that's a bummer, I also appreciated it because I'm notorious for missing New Year's because I'm like out and with people and hanging out. Right. But this time I was like, cool, I'm here. I can play.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, because most people were not going out to celebrate that. We were here in New Zealand, luckily, but no. Mm-hmm. We were about the only country in the world at that time, I think, that could go out and party.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's true. Awesome. Well, thank you, Squee, for tuning in. We definitely got your email about it, and so it was nice to at least have you on and say it live since we didn't get to yours in the readings.
Oh, that's okay. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks
a lot.
Thank you. All right. So, as you all know, we've been pushing this giveaway for weeks now. Anybody who emailed in was entered. I have thrown everybody into a bucket. That bucket had, everyone was assigned a number, basically. And then I just went to Google and I was like, give me a number between this and that. So two winners did appear after that. So the two winners of this Haken giveaway are Samantha and John. I will be emailing both of you with at least to get, you know, information to where we can send these things, but you will each be receiving a Haken calendar, which I always stress is out of date. For I think it's like every 11 years or something like that, you can use a calendar again. Nice. So wait till then to use it. But if you don't want to wait that long, you can actually just like cut all of the really great art out, frame it, put it up somewhere. It's really, really nice artwork on there. And then you were going to get some Haken postcards from us. I'm actually going to send a couple to both Nina and Sergio so they can also send postcards. But, you know, just some handwritten notes from each of us. And, yeah, it should be fun. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate everybody who emailed in. And hopefully, you know, at some point we'll have some more merch to give out. Maybe talking to one of my family members to try to get something like that happening again soon. Nice. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, keep an eye out. I'll let you all know first as soon as I have more details. But I definitely want to get some more shirts and things out there for people to enjoy. So yeah, anyways, we are at the end of the show here, and it's our tradition to end every show with Haken's Islander Corner. For those of you who don't know, every single week we ask our patrons on Patreon a question and read their answers out loud here. This week's question is one that Sergio, Nina, and I have answered already at the beginning of the show, but it is, on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being no hype, 10 being all the hype, how hyped are you for the Animal Crossing Direct? And I guess we'll go Nina, then Sergio, then me.
Okay. So the first one we have is from Zibby, who says, about 1 billion? I'm just so happy to get the roost, and the Direct is a special bonus. I just want to frolic through my town with a piping hot coffee while the maple leaves fall around me. Oh yeah, autumn coziness. I agree.
Love it. Agreed. Yep. Yeah. Gotta get our pumpkin spice lattes.
And I like the approach that, we're getting the roost and that's the news in and of itself. But seeing that Direct as a bonus, I love that. That's awesome. It's very true. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was kind of thinking of like the announcements we got for Animal Crossing before. And it was just like, we got maybe a 1 to 2 minute trailer for stuff and got like wildly hyped for those.
Yeah.
20 minutes is huge. Kind of a lot. Like, the things they were able to pull off with a minute and a half is already amazing. So, it's a great bonus. You're right.
Nice. So, Ness said, I'm at an 8. Probably against my better judgment, I'm allowing myself to be optimistic whilst still trying to remain realistic. That's the problem. That's the challenge of balancing things out. We want everything, but we know we can't get everything, but we expect everything, so let's hope we get everything.
I'm going to be, that's where I am right now, but I know that number is skyrocketing by Thursday night. So Nebula said, I'm at a 9.5. I'm keeping that 0.5 back just in case, but it's hard not to be excited. Mm-hmm. I like that approach too. Like, you know, let yourself be excited and then let yourself have a little bit of that, like, okay, if reality hits me hard today, we were ready for it.
Yeah, you gotta brace yourself. Tiger Yuri says, I keep bouncing up and down the hype scale so much, I don't know where I am. My Nina side is a cautious, been let down too many times by Nintendo, 3, while my Chewy side is an uber optimistic 10. But my middle of the row side, realistic Sergio side, is a 6 or 7. I don't know if these are your actual numbers, but my brain is amused by thinking of it like this. I hope you don't mind. I think that's excellent.
Yeah.
How accurate are these? I feel like mine, I've already said, it's going to get there. It's going to get to the 10. How do you feel, Nina?
I mean, I'm just sad that I can't watch it live, so she's got me pegged.
For sure. Sergio, how's your number looking?
I'm a 7, so yeah, perfect.
Perfect. Yep, you nailed it. You've been listening to us for a while.
Nice. Honey Ocean says, I'm trying to keep my expectations low, but my imagination keeps going wild. For sheer potential, I'm at an 8. Ah, nice. Yeah, I mean, 8 is a good number. We said it shows that you love Animal Crossing, that you're expecting things, but you're also, you know, prepared for maybe not the best in the world, but you're still expecting a lot. I think that's a good thing, especially considering how Nintendo has approached Animal Crossing, or has had to approach Animal Crossing because of the pandemic. So I think an 8 is a good number.
Yeah, for sure. And honestly, like, when I think about it too, like, the things I actually expect to be on there, I'd probably still label myself an 8 for it. Like, the Roost and Brewster, new event stuff. We're going to get some news about Turkey Day and Toy Day. That's what I expect, yes, at least, mm-hmm, just because of the timing of this one. And then I really do expect something cool with the amiibo cards, be it like new characters and new stuff. But even just like knowing that we're getting amiibo cards for the new characters that we don't have yet,
yes,
like, that's enough for me to be at an 8.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So Tab said, I was going to say 8 or 9, but who am I kidding? I actually moved an appointment that overlapped with the direct so I could watch it live. You only do that for something that is a 10.
Yes.
That's perfect, Tab. I love it. We're right there. We'll watch together.
Islander Logan says, I'm at about an 8 or a 9. There has to be something substantial to warrant a 20-minute runtime. For the love of Nook, let this comment age well.
It's going to age like fine wine, Logan.
We've got our fingers crossed.
And wine, I don't know how long it ages, but there's always next year, according to Sergio.
Nice. Squee of Tortuga said, I was at an unadulterated 9 after the announcement, but now I would say I've mellowed to a cautiously optimistic 7. I think that's a pattern here. Numbers are changing, but numbers are going to rise up on Friday for sure.
Yeah, numbers aren't final. They change all the time. So it's gonna alter throughout the course of the week, but the week is going to go by fast, and pretty soon we're all going to be seeing what is in this direct. I'm excited for it.
Or the week is going to go by really slow.
Oh, please don't. Like, just hurry it along, Nintendo. Come on. So Care Bear said, 10. I'm already ecstatic about the Roost and Brewster, plus the fact that Nintendo is giving us an Animal Crossing Direct at all. Everything else is icing on the cake.
Nice.
That's a good way to feel. Just appreciate it. Appreciate that we've got a direct. This is wild. The last, I want to point out too, the last New Horizons direct, the one that we got February 20th, 2020, a month before release, 27 minutes. That's a lot of content that they can fill. So, like, just 7 minutes less than that first direct, that is... I'm expecting surprises. That's where I'm at. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. If you're sad to see us go, join us over on Discord. You can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Sergio, Nina, and me. The link is in the description. Want to support Haken in a bigger way and tell us your answers in the Haken Islander Corner? Head over to patreon.com/chewyplays. $1 goes a long way to making this show even better and includes tons of goodies for you to enjoy. Get a special role on Discord, read a monthly newsletter, and get many other great rewards. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. If you're listening on YouTube, on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being no hype, 10 being all the hype, how hyped are you for the Animal Crossing Direct? Reviews really help the show get discovered by more people. Please leave a review on your platform of choice and let us know how we're doing. Haken is a Wild production brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you all next time.